Hey, yo, Four Wrestling Podcast listeners, welcome to the show where we don't sing it, we bring it. Help us out and click subscribe to show your support. Make sure you follow us on our Discord community and be sure to stop by www.tsj101sports.com as the Four Wrestling Podcast is the official podcast of TSJ Sports. But it's not just wrestling, baseball, basketball, football, all the college sports. Check them all out at www.tsj101sports.com. Hey guys, are you sick and tired of dropping $60 to $100 for the latest and greatest wrestling video game? Stop immediately and go to Wrestler Unstoppable, available exclusively through Facebook. Create your wrestlers, sign contracts, get involved in storylines, headline pay-per-views, even build your own corporation, all included in Wrestler Unstoppable, available now to all Facebook users totally free. If you want to become a member of the Four Wrestling Podcast family and you want your name in the shout-outs like our buddy Mike in Lansdale, then check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/Fro Wrestling Podcast and sign up today. Don't forget, we got loyalty rewards. Any $15 a month contributor gets to co-host one of our live episodes, and any $7.50 a month contributor gets entered into a drawing to also win an opportunity to co-host an episode of one of our live shows. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Fro Wrestling Podcast. We'll be taking questions, comments, touching on the day's news and rumors, going through everything there is to talk about today. And we're doing it all from the Quakertown Farmers Market, where the Worldwide Wrestling Alliance is bringing independent wrestling to our local area. If you get the opportunity, make sure you support independent wrestling. And if you'd like to know where to find more information, go to frowrestling.com and click our Indie Events tab at the top of the page to find a show coming to an area near you. And if you are new to the Fro Wrestling Podcast, you've never tuned in before, make sure you check out our homepage at frowrestling.com for all the topics coming to the show. Come up with questions, comments, things you'd like to share with us, and then call into the Fro Wrestling Sound Off line at 267-642-1160, where you can give us your questions, and we will get to those in a future episode. Tonight, we've got quite a few things to talk about. We're going to get started right away with The Undertaker being spotted at the WWE Performance Center this week. Obviously, this fuels the speculation he's going to be at WrestleMania and filling some sort of role. The theory right now is that AJ Styles is the opponent. I think it's one of those dream matches we never thought we'd see. I think it's a good pairing. AJ Styles clearly is the caliber of wrestler that The Undertaker should be looking at this point. And it should lead to a pretty good match. If anybody can get a quality match out of The Undertaker, it's got to be AJ Styles at this stage of his career. And let's be honest, AJ has faced just about everybody there is to face in WWE. With the short of people like Bill Goldberg and things like that, he's pretty much done it all in the short time he's been there. And The Undertaker is one of those things you just, they got to be on your bucket list. Wrestling The Undertaker at WrestleMania has to be up there for anybody. And I know there's some people who really wanted to see The Undertaker do something different this year, wrestle somebody, you know, a younger NXT talent perhaps, give somebody the rub. But the reality is, we're not going to get a lot of opportunities for these dream matches anymore. So this is one of the final chances we'll have to see an AJ Styles Undertaker program. And I think it's something that should turn out to be pretty solid. You know, The Undertaker likes to map out his matches these days, really put a lot of attention to detail into crafting his matches. And I think the two of them will put together a program that really will be exciting and may even have an opportunity to steal the show at WrestleMania. So we'll have to keep our eyes on that. Also coming out of the SmackDown tapings, apparently Jeff Hardy was backstage at the show. Now, we know that Matt Hardy is trying to be written off WWE TV. His contract's up March 1st. Jeff Hardy's contract extended longer because of the injury, but the fact that he was at the SmackDown tapings tells you that he's getting close to a return. He would be a good one to hold off until WrestleMania, where you could bring him in as a surprise entrant in some specialty match, or put him into the Battle Royal, or whatever you want to do, just to pop the crowd for somebody who's been gone for a significant amount of time. It's almost a shame that WWE is so resistant to the input of Matt Hardy on his character, because once Jeff gets back, it really would be nice to see the two of them have another tour of duty. I know a lot of people are like, we've seen that, been there, done that, but the reality is they are a draw. They really are a unique package as a tag team, and it's something we'd really, WWE needs. They need solid veteran tag teams to make that division legitimate. And right now, yes, you have a few. You have the New Day, you have the Usos, you have the Revival, but a lot of the teams, it seems almost as if they're patchwork. Look at the Raw Tag Team Champions. Seth Rollins and Murphy, who were thrown together at the last minute, and it really doesn't mean anything. It almost is an insult to the tag team championship. I'd rather see the Ascension as the tag team champions than Seth Rollins and Murphy, because they are a tag team. It's almost an insult to the whole division, and having Jeff and Matt back together would be a great thing. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Matt is all but done. I think he'll probably will be the leader of the Dark Order in AEW, and Jeff Hardy will just wait out his time in WWE, hopefully renegotiate something, because I think he has a lot left to offer, but we'll have to wait and see how that works. Speaking of AEW, though, who is booking their stuff? Because I don't know about you guys. I watched this week, and I'm thinking to myself, like, first off, I know who's booking. Tony Khan booked the tag team battle royal. Kenny Omega did his match and the women's match with Statlander. And, you know, different people are doing the different matches. The Young Bucks are booking and stuff. But that tag team battle royal was god-awful. Like, you can't convince me. Like, the first 5 minutes of the match was just terrible, like, both members of tag teams getting eliminated at the same time to the same moves over and over again. No creativity, no speciality around the match. And as much as I love AEW, and I will say that I really love their product, I thought that was terrible. The opposite, though, will I say, for what Cody produced, which was the cage match, which I thought came off very well. The only problem I have with the cage match is you already have now defeated Wardlow in the ring, and he's the kind of guy you kind of want to build up as that unstoppable guy. And I don't think that this was the way to do it, by having him lose a cage match to, you know, essentially a world championship level contender. So we'll have to wait and see how that plays out in the end. But what I really think is that Cody, the Young Bucks, and Kenny Omega, the matches that they are booking are coming across really, really well. They're doing a great job. Dean Malenko heavily in the booking this week as well. And they're putting together really solid products. So hopefully we'll see more of that coming in the near future. Speaking of working in the back, right now we know that down at the WWE Performance Center, Kenny Dykstra is there as a guest trainer. Apparently he is jacked out of his mind, looks better than ever. He's one of those guys who I really never felt like got the fair shake in WWE. They did the whole Spirit Squad thing, which was god-awful and terrible. But at the end of the day, the reality is, in-ring work-wise, he's always been solid. You know, they still tour the indies, they do the Spirit Squad thing, he and Mikey, and they still get over really well whenever they appear. But the reality is he really should have had a shot at being a single star, and that just never materialized in WWE or even on the independent circuit. I was a little surprised he's never really had any kind of significant run anywhere else, Impact Wrestling, Ring of Honor, or even going to Japan. He's the kind of guy that in Japan you would think would thrive with that kind of environment, but it just never came together. But he's at the Performance Center this week working with people down there, and hopefully that leads to a bigger role for him in the future. Want to talk a little bit about, for those who follow the different wrestling news sites, eWrestling News had an article up called Show Me the Money, which was really well done, and I apologize, I would give credit to the author, but the guy has something like R. Bonnet as the name. I don't know who that is, but the reality is, when you read the article, it really hits on something that I think is a big issue right now in the independent wrestling scene. You got a lot of people that, no matter what happens on WWE programming, they're always down on the show. They always think AEW is better, or Ring of Honor is better, or Impact Wrestling is better, or New Japan is better. And they all talk about how great the in-ring product is. And then when there's a new free agent available, like right now, Killer Cross, when he just signed with WWE, or you know, all the recent signings in the past few years with WWE, all the independent people who go out there, and they almost get chastised by the mainstream wrestling fans for selling out the WWE, knowing that they're going to ruin their character or mess up their whole programming, not know what to do with them, or they'll get over really well in NXT and then they'll mess them up when they get to the main roster. And the reality is you got to start paying these guys more money on the indie scene, because let's be honest, if WWE completely botches Killer Cross, you can't blame a guy for going someplace and getting a $60,000 paycheck. And the article does a great job of pointing out the fact that Kelly Klein, the Ring of Honor, Women of Honor champion last year, was making $20,000 to be the flag bearer of the division. And in the past, it actually, in that article, I got to keep giving it credit because it was so well done, goes back and talks about the fact that when Tommaso Ciampa was in Ring of Honor, he was getting $20,000 in 2016. And that's just not a livable salary. You can't live on the $20,000. And that makes it so you have, now, of course, smaller companies say, oh, you could get booked elsewhere. But if you're trying to grow your own brand, you want to be exposed to television and things of that nature, and you need a substantial salary to make that feasible and make it a real workable living and workable income. And Ring of Honor simply just doesn't do that. And maybe they're trying to now after the Kelly Klein issue, but you can't blame somebody like Killer Cross or Timothy Thatcher or some of these guys who are going to WWE now who are seeking the money. This is a business, and they have to make the money in the short period of time that they're in the spotlight. For some of these guys, it's over relatively quickly. They can't wait around for the big money contract to come, and they can't waste their time and their energy, and most importantly, their long-term health, on independent promotions that aren't going to pay them the level of income that they're going to need to be able to be successful and be able to sustain themselves with a satisfying living style. You know, with Killer Cross, of course, there was other things factoring in. You know, his girlfriend, Scarlett Bordeaux, is there and things of that nature. WWE really is the big time. I understand the quality of matches elsewhere sometimes is much better. But the reality is you got to take care of the paycheck first. And WWE is willing to do that. That's why when you see people going to AEW and not signing with WWE, or you hear about people like Matt Hardy who are having issues with their contracts, most importantly right now, Jeff Cobb in AEW, he shows up last week, does a great job with Jon Moxley. They've offered him a contract, but it never should have gotten to that point. Jeff Cobb is the quality of wrestler that WWE should have walked in the door and said, listen, and thrown millions at the guy to make sure he didn't go to AEW. Because Jeff Cobb is a killer talent who absolutely adds to any roster that he's on. And now he's going to be locked up with AEW for the foreseeable future. And that's a little bit of a problem for WWE if they're going to let talents of that level just go sign elsewhere. Now, I know Triple H has talked recently about how badly he wants to sign Kazuchika Okada when he frees up and becomes a free agent. I don't think that's going to happen, but at least he's looking. I don't think Vince is even looking at what else is out there. He looks at homegrown talent only, and that can work for some people. You know, Braun Strowman's a homegrown talent, so it works once in a while, but you need to have some people who, when they come in, they're already a seasoned veteran and can contribute right away, and Jeff Cobb would have been that. Instead, it looks like he's going to end up signing with AEW. There's some debate going all week about the validity of the Bella Twins going into the Hall of Fame. That was announced on SmackDown. We've been speculating it for weeks. The reality is, if you look back at their accolades, they've held the Women's Championship, the Divas Championship, whatever. They've been in high-profile programs, whether it's, you know, Nikki with John Cena at Mania, or if it's, you know, Brie and Stephanie McMahon, or her with her husband Daniel Bryan, or whatever. They've been in marquee position for a very long time. I don't think if people remember how long they've been in WWE. They kind of came around long before the Women's Evolution, and they're still around after. So they really have had an extensive career, and they've contributed at a high level and had a very unique presentation. Not to mention they have transcended a bit into the mainstream media with the Total Divas and the Total Bellas shows and things of that nature, and now with their clothing lines and all those other things. So they really are great ambassadors for the business. Are there other people who belong in before them? Absolutely. But we can't keep arguing over why did this one get in before that one. You know there's politics involved in that, and we all need to understand that. It's like me asking you to give your best buddy, leave his pay the same, and give a promotion to your bitter rival at work. You'd much rather give the money to your buddy. Of course you would. So anybody who Vince McMahon is on good terms with, of course they're going to get in before some of the others. And we have to start to expect that. But all in due time, everybody's going to get their opportunity. Who deserves it? They'll get into the Hall of Fame if they deserve to get in. Some will get in that don't. You guys know I'm notorious for complaining about people like Coco Beware and Hillbilly Jim and people like that. But, you know, anybody who deserves to be there, I believe at some point will get that opportunity if they choose. People like Scott Steiner, probably never, because he doesn't want it. And he doesn't respect WWE and talks ill about the company constantly. You know, and there's a few others that probably will never get that opportunity because of the way they trash talk WWE. You can't make them go in. And if they're not going to be receptive to WWE, then it just is what it is. So we'll have to wait and see who else gets in the next couple weeks. We know there's several that are being rumored. Haven't been confirmed. JBL's a possibility and a few others. But it looks to me, I actually think this is a perfectly acceptable addition. Bella Twins have earned it, and congratulations to them. And congratulations to one other person today, Kairi Sane, getting married to New Japan Pro Wrestling superstar Evil. And the two of them, long-distance relationship, it's been tough for them, we know, and they've wanted to move. She's actually contemplated going back to Japan to be closer to her fiancé, now husband. But congrats to her. I hope they make it work. And maybe it's not her going back to Japan that WWE needs to explore. Maybe it's not just Kazuchika Okada they should be looking at. Maybe Evil's the kind of guy you bring into NXT to really pop that brand, because he's a quality name brand recognized superstar. That's all the time we have for this episode, but check back with us next episode where we run down the latest wrestling news and rumors. Special thanks as always go out to bensound.com and purpleplanet.com for producing all the music and sound effects we use on our shows. Today's podcast is sponsored in part by Beazle Games. Bringing a new friend to family game night is easy with sketchy people. Showcase your artistic side in this game for Beazle Games by going to frowrestling.com and clicking the icon in the middle of the screen to pick up your copy today. And to alleyrepair.com, contact Alley Repair today for servicing all your classic skee-ball, pinball, and arcade game needs. If you're looking for your next career move, or you're considering college, university life, or you just need some formal training for your next career decision, go to our sister website, www.frolifeplanning.com, for all your higher education needs, as Fro Life Educational Planning is for today, for tomorrow, and for life with Fro Life. I'm Fred Froelich, better known as Mr. Fro, and I want to thank you so much for taking a few moments with us tonight. And if you're looking for more wrestling news and rumors, make sure you check out www.asj101sports.com for their latest articles on the world of professional wrestling. Until next time, take care, everybody. Have a great night. We'll be right back.